Banks.
John Holiday.
And you're listening to Black Audacity, the podcast for people who read contracts before they sign them. Welcome to...
retired motherfuckers. For people that need to read contracts.
There's a whole lot of y'all. So welcome to another episode of Our Foolishness. We're not recording on a Saturday for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, you look different during the week.
I know. I'm a bit of a mess. I apologize. I don't look rested or relaxed. Yeah. It's just...
Fix this. How you have people over here? You look like who did it and why? No, I'm just playing.
Wow.
You look like a working adult on a Thursday evening. I'm in your space right now.
You really are. You really are. Because you're only allocated to be here on certain days. And Thursday.
But I'm looking kind of fresh, though. But whatever.
This is because you just got your hair done. And you wish your hair grew like mine. This is exactly what we're doing today. I have my drink. He has his. We don't even have alcohol.
Just water.
Just water and soda because, good Lord.
I need a beer, but I won't make it home.
I'm not even bothering. I'm just going to lay on the couch. I'm not going to make it to my bed. Anyways, so it's been an interesting week.
And to be not even done, it has been an interesting week. So what's first? Back-to-back R. Kelly?
Yeah.
So this motherfucker got another 30 years. Was the first sentence in 30 years?
Yeah, he hasn't been sentenced yet.
Oh, I thought he was sentenced in... okay, well, he was sentenced in New York.
He was previously sentenced in New York for 30 years, but okay. He was found guilty in Illinois of child pornography.
What's funny, when I read 6 to 13 charges, I read that totally different. I read 6 to 13 year. I like... motherfucker. But he was found guilty for 6 to 13 charges.
Yep. So
he going to jail.
Well, he's going to jail, and it was very interesting because I was on the Shade Room, I believe, and what song was that they were talking about that Tyrese was like, oh, Fortunate by Maxwell. And he...
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly wrote this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tyrese was letting the people know. Because I didn't know that.
I knew because it was on the Life soundtrack. Wyclef Jean and R. Kelly produced that Life soundtrack.
Yeah.
The movie Life.
And which is funny because I knew about Wyclef and just 86.
Yeah,
R. Kelly out of the conversation. But yeah, Tyrese was... And I don't know why Tyrese sent it, but he just posted and he was like, if you're going to sing Fortunate, just know that it was written by R. Kelly.
Oh my God.
And he does the background vocals.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. It wasn't even judgmental, but it was a lot of people, including myself.
Oh, you really didn't know that?
Yeah. They had no fucking idea. It was... I was reading through the comments. I was like, is this something that was widely known?
Yeah.
And
not widely known, obviously. I was going to say... But I thought it was.
And to a music nerd like myself...
That's why I'm surprised you didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I missed that one.
But what's funny, if you listen to it...
The last two.
If you listen to it... Just close your eyes. It's a Maxwell song.
Listen.
I'm sorry. It's an R. Kelly song.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Once you get it. But.
I thought she knew that. But go ahead.
So what I thought was interesting was, and you have to really think about that. People are like, we're banning R. Kelly. Now, R. Kelly as an artist on his own, his songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can understand that. But if you're trying to like cancel everything he's ever touched, it's damn near impossible because you wouldn't be able to listen to R&B.
True.
If it wasn't for this bullshit, R. Kelly would be the undisputed king of R&B, and that goes for any decade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that sincerely. He would have been, because the man has a cold pen.
But
for somebody who couldn't
write,
who can't read and write, the nigga had feelings, and unfortunately, those feelings were sent out to the wrong age bracket because he's a pedophile.
Because I'm trying to think of every album. From the 90s, everybody, it was a staple to have an R&B joint. Towards the beginning 2000s, you had to have a Neptunes joint.
Yep.
Then later on, you had to have a...
Side note, that's one of my favorite eras of music, is the Neptunes era.
Without a doubt.
Without
a doubt.
And it's funny, though, because... And you're probably the same, but I was talking to somebody who was in our same age bracket, and it didn't make any sense. And they were like, oh, I can't really tell when it's a Neptunes track. I'm like, how?
You get to say...
It's something. It's gonna be something that, and I can tell you from a Neptune song what year the fucking song came out.
For real, give you that four count on every song.
And yeah, you can tell when it's him and Chad, and you can tell when it's just him by himself. Like it's good. Anyways, so the whole point of that was just to say that R. Kelly's ass is going to jail.
Side note.
Staying in jail.
Oh, Cause I'm just gonna say mine is Girls Dem Sugar. What's your favorite like breakout Neptunes? Cause before like they blew up. Cause with Girls Dem Sugar they really didn't blow up yet. They was just going there. So for me it's Girls Dem Sugar and then the Why You Over There Looking at me.
Those are my two. That and what was the other one?
The one that really blew him up was Jay-Z, I think, and I Just Want to Love You. I think that was the one that really blew them up. Even though everybody knew who they was.
Even though that's a good song, I do like it, but it's not my Rockstar. There we go.
Oh,
Rockstar okay.
You can't be me. I'm a rockstar. I'm rapping on top of a cop car.
Yes.
It's almost over now.
That
shit was dope.
I was pretty sure it was on a playlist, and it's on. I decided to pull it up.
That was me in high school.
Yeah, and then that was my transition too. This is off topic, but on topic because you know how we get about music. My transition because it was all about. I was in middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
2001 was my freshman year of high school,
mm-hmm.
or 2002, and it was like the transition over from listening to rock music on a regular fucking basis. You know, I had like it was Sum 41, Blink 182, yeah. Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock.
You like Limp Bizkit?
I was a Limp Bizkit.
Why do you act like they don't like Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and say like I didn't listen to Limp Bizkit.
Chocolate Starfish was the first album I got for my birthday. My 15, 16 birthday. I remember that.
Yeah. At Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock era was a very important era.
You like Kid Rock?
I loved Kid Rock. Ball with the Ball.
I like Ball with the Ball and Cowboy.
It was ridiculous. I was still listening to hip hop then.
I did like Only God Knows Why. I did like that song.
Of course, because it was a real country song. You love your country music. But then it was just 2001 was just that year. It was an undisputed year for just new creation of music. And then that's why I'm so like I'm really cautious about what I say about a lot of new artists because it's not for me. It's not for me. And even though I was really appreciative of previous eras when I was a kid, doesn't mean that these kids are going to be the same. Like I can't listen to Juice WRLD more than like 4 or 5 songs, but there's 4 or 5 songs I really fuck with him, and I get it. But that's a new generation, and that's what they like. But like if my parents were to listen to Limp, they hated the shit I listened to. Until I got into like.
It's me, I'm starting to like that, Cardi. I love that song, Up, but I don't know what she's talking about, so I don't sing it. Because I don't know what's up and or stuck where. So I don't know.
If it's up, then it's up.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I think it's just like the feeling. If it's up, then it's up.
Because I'm like, I don't know what's up, so let me not
be. All I know is that there's a funny story recently where I was driving and I had a car full of niggas.
And that song came on?
And it came on. What had happened was. It was nighttime, and there was a train track. You know how it's a hump? Like, it was a big train track. And
you in a car full of niggas.
Not males.
Oh, niggas.
Niggas.
Okay.
So, in a car, I got two in the back seat, one in the front.
Okay, you riding like a...
You know how I ride. But as I'm going, like, about to inch over the train tracks, the fucking lights turn on and the thing, the arms come down. Then all of a sudden Cardi B was playing in the background. All you hear is Up, and then whoosh, and then my car flew into the air. And then there's all this dramatic ass screaming in the back.
Okay, Smokey and the Bandit.
And side note, I was on my way to Spoke Easy.
Fucking Dukes of Hazzard ass.
We made it though.
So speaking of things not being in your era, I'm upset that these 40 year old people are mad about the little motherfucking Marilyn. Now, I ain't gonna stay here long because we've been here, so you know what I'm gonna say. But I just do want to say, when I seen the trailer and I heard her sing, did it sound like I was giving a sermon?
Yes, and I scratched my head. Yeah,
take your time. So when I heard her sing, I was like, oh, there's your answer. Why would you cast her as Ariel? Did you not hear that fucking angelic voice? I was like, oh, okay, I get it. No questions asked. When she did that, wish I could be. I'm like, oh, there we go. That's my Ariel. So the thing is, I'm mad that the people my age and up that's really upset about this. I haven't heard one child. I haven't seen nobody post nothing with one child angry or upset or confused. You know what I'm saying? Either the kids really love it or they're like, oh, cool, Little Mermaid.
Listen.
It's these old-ass people.
Listen, and then there's some of them that, specifically my age. I was born in 87. The original Little Mermaid was my movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, everybody, that was my movie. I wanted to fucking be Ariel from the age of 1 through 3.
It's definitely a...
However, who gives a flying... You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If they... I'm trying to think. We don't have any black characters that they could change it into. This isn't... There's no race really associated to the Little Mermaid.
It's not.
Because there's... There's an Asian folktale that... it derives from too. It's a fucking fairy tale.
It makes me think because we talk about culture and history and things of that nature. So it really makes me think: is Disney somewhat analogous with white American culture? Meaning, since we don't got the folk tales like everywhere else, like when you see Disney character, is this really your identity to where it's so ingratiated to how you are as a person? Changing the race of it really affects you? Like, because if that's the case, I get it. I mean, get over it. But I get, like, I'm trying to understand, is Disney
in your
America religion? Hey, is this y'all religion? This
because,
shit?
Listen, remember when they did, because this isn't the first time.
It's not.
I just remember, we talked about this before, Roger and Hammerstein, Cinderella. With Brandy cast as the motherfucking lead, Whitney Houston was the fairy godmother.
We love that.
There was Asian people. There, Whoopi Goldberg. Like, it was.
And wasn't Jimmy Smith the daddy?
No, it wasn't Jimmy Smith. It was the other guy.
He's
on First Wife's Club. Damn it, I can't think of his name.
I forget his name. But yeah. Somehow they had a Puerto Rican baby.
Yeah.
Somehow,
doesn't matter.
This English dude and Whoopi had a and Jewish how ass Whoopi.
How do y'all care, or like, how, not why, how? How do y'all care this much about this? There's a lot of other shit going on in the world. And the only reason why we're bringing this up right now is just to rank on you.
I'm bringing it up because I hate seeing black joy tarnished. When you see the video with them little girls, just happy as could be, I don't want to see anything disrupted.
It really, that's what bothers me, because I remember taking my god kids to go see Black Panther, and the look of pure awe and amazement when they saw that. Now, these were kids born in 2012 and 2014. It's not like us. It's not like our parents where, you know, there was a set time and set channel you can watch black people on. They could see a little bit more.
Them little girls like, oh, she looks like me. Happy. Happy as can be.
And then my five-year-old goddaughter who saw the video, the trailer for The Little Mermaid, lost her shit. Mm-hmm. It was like, wait a minute, fuck Elsa, because she's got hair like mine, or she and the 10-year-old is the same way. So I'm just really big on that, and you have to just block these white people out. The only thing is that they're always going to be like this. They're always going to say this. It's just social media hypens it up.
Yeah,
and it,
yeah, that's
and it's,
true.
It's a distraction from all the other bullshit going on.
So I know it's not that big of an issue. Again, I'm just bringing it because this is a podcast, so we got to talk about it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'll say it on behalf of you because you actually have one. But for my proverbial one, if you have a serious problem with the Little Mermaid and Holly being black, you can suck my dick. Okay? And
her proverbial, my actual.
Yeah. And then that's,
yeah,
that's pretty much the end of it.
Yeah. And I hate that this young lady just went out there to do some shit and people talking shit as well. Haley, what's her last name? I forget her last
what
name.
What the fuck?
Still, niggas is tired. I don't even know who she is.
We're starting to get old. It's her and her sister. Cause they're
is it Stein something?
No, it's Bailey. Bailey. I it sounds like Holly Berry.
I never knew who she was until she was cast as a Little Mermaid.
For real?
I never knew where she was.
Okay, you remember seeing, did you ever watch Meet the Browns, the movie?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, because they ain't Meet the Browns. That is,
oh, I will tell you this story. My friend.
That work with Angela.
Her.
They're like besties. They're Beyonce's little mentees. Her and her sister. They're on Grown-ish. Like, it's a whole thing. Chloe and how. They have great songs. Yeah. Okay, you're just old, and I'm gonna stick to it. But go ahead. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No, my friend, she was just telling me the story because I asked her about the Little Mermaid trailer. She's not white or black, but she said for her fourth birthday, Little Mermaid was a gift from her father, and this her father passed before she got the gift, so that was her last gift from her dad.
Damn.
But she was saying when she seen the trailer, she's like, "Oh, I'm so excited to see it because I love the Little Mermaid." And that was just it. That was it. That was all. She's like, "Yeah, I love the Little Mermaid." And she's like, "Oh," and I seen she was black. I was like, "Oh, she's black." And that's it.
And then that's the thing, though, is it like that's really 90% of people's opinions.
And I know it's the loudest minority is the minority is the loudest. So I already know that. So I don't want to give them more attention. I'm just saying, if you're happy about it, be happy about it, and we gonna move on.
So I do want to bring this up, and because this was a sad story. PNB Rock, a rapper, he was shot down, robbed, and killed at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in LA.
A story too familiar.
Yeah. Him and his girlfriend, his mother of his child, she was fine. She survived. He was killed right there.
Motherfuckers was trying to blame her. People whack.
Because she posted a picture that she was at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. But there's something very interesting about that I honestly want to bring up, and this is as an in-betweener, right, in between a generation thing. I know from spending so much time in LA, there's only certain places that you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know that too. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you're not associated with something, you don't go to certain places. And in LA is still fun. It's a fun fucking place to go. I could never live there, but it's fun. You have to be careful. Because I saw people on Twitter like mocking Ice-T. Because Ice-T was like, you never see us wearing a bunch of gold. Like old school LA rappers. You never see us wearing a bunch of jewelry.
Oh, they was kind of him like, Ice-T, that nigga.
Like, y'all don't. And this is where your knowledge should come in.
Yeah.
Ice-T is a real.
Girl, that's an OG trying to put you up on game.
That's a true OG. Ice-T's like a year or two younger than my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But Ice-T is original.
It's a real LA nigga right there.
We're talking about like
that's
this.
That's the godfather gangster rap for y'all that don't know.
Put some motherfucking respect on Ice-T's
name.
He made
the first.
Way before he was too tall.
What'd he say? Six in the morning. Well, not. What'd he say? It was considered like the first gangster rap, but I forget.
He was banned by everybody. Nobody expected him to do shit. Ice-T was going on doing real motherfucking robberies, and he's an army vet.
A pimp with a list.
He was a pimp. He is on the longest running drama series of all time. Y'all need to put some respect on Ice-T's name.
That's what's wrong with us. We don't like to listen.
But again, you don't see Ice-T with a bunch of jewelry. You see Snoop on stage with jewelry. Yeah. But when
with 100 security guards, look, as it should be.
You don't never, and Dre don't never have shit on him. You don't see, and I'll tell you somebody else. Let me give you somebody more recent that you don't never see with no jewelry on. That motherfucking YG. YG will have jewelry on stage. He'll have jewelry in a video. But if you see him out in the crowd, that nigga is dressed in the same way. He's got khakis. He might have on them damn shoes for some reason. Them leather patent shoes.
It's a real thing. Like, you can say, and to be honest, though, and this is just me talking, so I don't know how it's going to seem. I kind of think that shit kind of dead. Like, I understand you got to get it how you live, but we need to start treating this shit like really on some buster shit. You can't be mad at a nigga for what he got. You know what I'm saying? If he didn't get it from you, how you run up on a nigga and his girl because he's successful? You know what I'm saying?
That's the same thing they were talking about. That's how Pop Smoke got killed. That's literally how Nipsey got killed. Niggas just hate. And I don't mean black people. I'm not even saying black people alone. But people have a jealous spirit. However, I hate to say it like this. I really do. And I hate to put anything on it. But for the situation where PNB Rock got killed at,
he shouldn't have been there.
Is the Roscoe's on Main. If you ain't never been to LA, keep your monkey ass off of Main. There's no reason to be there if you're not from there. I'm just being dead serious.
Where you from?
What'd you say?
Where he from?
I have no fucking idea. Let's look it up. But he wasn't from there. Mm. And I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, and then you got the territorial shit too. So,
and because when they said that he got shot, and for those of you who don't know, because we do have a lot of people outside of California who listen to the show. So when they announced that he got killed, they said he got killed in Inglewood. Well, there's two Roscoe's in Inglewood. There's the one on Main and the one on what is that by the 405? Am I getting those
mixed up? I'm really not familiar with Inglewood. I've been through there, but I don't got no family there.
I think it's Manchester. I don't have any family there either. Thanks for moving, y'all. but I think it's Manchester.
Yeah, I just been through there with my uncle and shit.
Yeah, but that's the fucked up part. You don't go over there. Like, that was 15, 20 years ago.
And I know people say, oh, you got caught slacking.
And he was from Germantown, Philadelphia.
Oh, damn.
And we keep trying to tell y'all, if you've ever listened to our past episodes, we keep trying to tell y'all we're not being funny about this shit. California's a dangerous-ass state from the top to the bottom, especially if you're a black male. And mm-hmm. I will say that with a full heart. If you don't have these racist-ass white people out here, because it's very racist out here, if you don't have gang violence, hater violence, because there's no gang associated to it some of the time, or because you niggas is sleeping around with somebody else's woman. And I know that, but that shit happens.
I've been caught up anyway. You can get caught up.
I had two friends get killed because of a situation like that over some creeping shit, and that shit all happened like in the last 6 years.
That shit, I didn't have some niggas run up on me. I didn't have some niggas ran into the house. I'm in there with the girl. And I'm like, hey, look, but see, I'm kind of like, this is some bullshit. Because here's the funny thing. I didn't even know if I was aware enough to be to know I was in danger. I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm chilling.
I don't know how PNP Rock getting shot in Inglewood got to you having to run from niggas because you fucking with they bitch.
I didn't run. I stayed right there in that house.
I don't fight. That shit was funny.
Yeah,
to me.
I ain't ran no motherfucking weird.
It's another thing was a great.
I just thought
great tweet.
No, I just mean like
if you hear niggas say I yell out I don't fight, please run. Don't be stupid.
I just mean it's that easy. Is what I'm saying. And I'm not 100% that she didn't tell the nigga I was over there. To be honest with you.
What? I like that shirt.
Oh, I appreciate it. I got it from the Rock Show. I went to, shout out to Mantis Watch.
You can go to Rock Shows, but when I want to go see Rebel Soldiers, it's fine.
Who the fuck? When did you tell me that?
Wait, did I send that to you?
See, wrong you nigga. Always on this bullshit.
Wrong nigga. My
you
bad.
You always on this wrong, bullshit.
Wrong person.
Apology accepted.
It wasn't. I'm not apologizing that hard.
I went to go see the female AC/DC. Their name is Her Way to Hell. I thought that was clever as fuck. From the song Highway to Hell. They was pretty. I was pretty dope. Yeah. Sam got in the club. My nigga Sam was in there. I went with the homegirl Lethal. So yeah, I had fun. But I picked up this shirt. So shout out. But anyway, yeah. On some real shit, dawg. Stay safe. Cause it seems like every time we go on this mic, it gotta be some RIPs over some violence. Over some violence. And violence is commensurate with economy. So the broken niggas get, the more violent niggas get. So, I don't care if it's selling some sucker shit. Man, keep your shit at home. Keep your jewelry and shit at home. You know? And if you out like that, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, them niggas get on stage with their shit, but.
Yeah, because what the fuck are you doing? This is just me personally. And you know I actually wear a lot of jewelry, like, mm-hmm. on me. But there's only so much jewelry you can wear. If you're wearing, like, a $100,000 piece around your neck to go sit on Main Street fucking Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, like, for
and,
what?
And then I don't blame nobody either because, again, it's the perpetrators that did it. So yeah, and I can't blame her, too, for doing shit.
No, it's absolutely not her fault. I'm sorry.
You can't be mad at people for living life. You know what I'm saying? That's some hated shit right here. Well, she shouldn't have posted what she... Why? That's just what this generation does. Oh, at Roscoe's. Now, I don't know if she knew what kind of situation she was in.
They didn't.
But still, like, man, just leave people the fuck alone.
He said he felt like a target. He put that on his social media, too. You got to be careful what you put on social media. And it's different if you weren't famous.
Yeah. A lot of times I post shit, it's after I'm already back at the house. I'm already back at the house by the time.
The older I get, for one thing, because I'm usually intoxicated and I don't remember to post not a goddamn thing, but I like to take a bunch of pictures everywhere I'm at. Also, because I need to know, just in case I need an alibi on some shit.
So. Yeah, I'm already back at the house.
But that's when I'm like you. That's when I post my next
mission. Yeah. So
unless it's like a selfie. All
right. RIP to that young man.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. No, he was only 30. He had just turned 30.
Oh yeah, that's.
Has a baby girl, like, and I didn't. P&B Rock is another one I didn't listen to. Like, I heard his music, but he wasn't.
I heard the name. I wasn't too familiar with him till again after he passed. But again, I'm old, so I don't know a lot of these L.A. Speaking of L.A. niggas.
Oh, sookie, sookie. So, John's alter ego.
I'm not.
Ray J? You don't think you're Ray J? You don't think you're Yellow Ray J? Because I have plenty.
I act like Ray J, or Ray J act like, oh, he older.
Just barely. Wait, is he older?
Ray J, yeah, he about 40.
That's funny.
I don't think we act alike. Ray J, Ray J may act like Jimmy now. He may act like Jimmy. Yeah, I mean, I might have to change my name to Jimmy Ray Jones.
That's crazy. Ray J is 41.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's talk about it.
This motherfucker, he bringing the receipts, as they say.
Listen, I'm going to say this. He brought the receipts for a good reason. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he
ain't being petty.
He's not being petty because for the most part, besides the I hit it first thing, he stayed pretty quiet about this shit. It's not a big deal, you know. And
I did think that was whack.
That was stupid. Yeah. And that was
that was whack.
That was LA shit. That was... So anyways, but he brought receipts, brought proof, and he even brought like a small reconciliation, like not in a sexual or relationship manner between him and Kim, but like he reached out to her, like, you know, just want to settle this. I have a family, you have a family, blah, blah, blah.
We grown.
Exactly. Everybody's in their 40s. But make a long story short, Ray J brought the receipts about some shit that we already knew, that Kris Jenner negotiated the contract for the sex tape, and they had to reshoot it in several different locations to get the right type of edits. Now, if you've ever seen a sex tape, which I have, of course I have.
I've seen it on accident.
I did not see it on accident. I saw it on purpose because this was back in the day when people burned copies of things, and I had the Ray J sex tape, I had Fresno Uncensored, I had, what was that, Oakland Gone Wild. It was like a 4-pack. Anyways, Shrekly. I love the light. What was that? It was the Sideshow.
I seen it on accident. Somebody came upstairs to use my computer, left. And so I'm watching TV because my computer used to be behind the TV. I turn around and I hear it. And the nigga just left it on. And that's how, and I watched like 5 minutes of it and I turned it off because I'm like, what the fuck is this? And you know, I'm thinking everything's a virus. Oh shit, and my computer don't work, so damn. But go ahead.
I'm sorry, that was funny. Yeah, so Ray J just brought the receipts, and I think everybody kind of figured that out. Kris Jenner is the ultimate manager mom or mominger, whatever they call it. She made every last one of her motherfucking kids a billionaire, so at the end of the day, I'm not really mad about it. But she lied on TV, but she also lied about Khloe being a Kardashian. And we,
OJ's,
listen. did I send you the picture of OJ's daughter? What she look like now? Is she look just not like Khloe motherfucking Kardashian?
I think the issue is that well, I don't think Ray J had much of a music career to ruin at that time, and that's not shade. He just wasn't making music. So, but
he
wanted
to buy a car, and he was going to use that money. They offered him, it was going to give him $400,000.
But I think the denial of it kind of like ruined his shit, because he was saying how he couldn't fuck with women. They didn't want to fuck with him because they thought he would leak their shit. You know what I'm saying? He was really bad. He couldn't get no cool nudes. I'm like, damn. And that's really why he released the shit. Like, listen, it wasn't me. I didn't do this. I'm sorry. That's not. It's
listen,
not,
what's going to fuck around time. And happen is.
Because he was fucking with Keisha Cole. She said, I love you, but you ain't finna have me out there like that.
Yeah. Poor Keisha. Keisha, yeah.
You heard her singing. They said she was singing like her rent was due.
Like, that's somebody who's had a rough Hollywood life. Maybe we'll do an episode one day. But not until I finish my Alicia Keys episode. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
When are we going to do that one?
I mean, we can do it next week. Okay. Unless no major shit comes down. And I'm keeping my ass seated.
Okay.
Yeah.
You the one out here running these streets.
I got a business to take care of.
I ain't business.
I ain't ever one to reach over and hit somebody, but I'm not. So yeah. So Ray J came with the receipts. I have a feeling that him and Kanye gonna team up real soon. They're gonna bring down the Kardashian dynasty. But on the flip end of that, the Kardashian dynasty is built on trauma, so it's only going to get bigger. Can't
bring it down yet.
It's just going
to
be...
Kanye's the only motherfucker that survived the Kardashians.
This is what bothers me, though. And for a long time, I was like, the Kardashians, because, you know, they got accused of acting black and appropriation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the shit that they were saying that was appropriation was the result of Armenian girls growing up in California. And mm-hmm. if you had Armenian friends, if you were from California, a city like Fresno or a city like LA, you had Armenian friends and they acted like the Kardashians. They acted mm-hmm. more nigga than you did. Like mm-hmm. it was.
Sometimes I think we forget that, you know, we somewhat of trendsetters. So it's kind of like nobody acting black. They acting.
Their acting was cool.
Yeah.
And then hip, yeah. So everything black, everything that we touch turns into gold because that's what we're made out of. So, but they just get a lot of credit for it, just like the boxer braids or the straight backs. I call them jail braids. All that type of shit. So, I had a tendency of defending them on those points of it, mm-hmm. just because I knew in real life what mm-hmm. it was like. However, they do like to use their white privilege. Mm-hmm. And they have been doing it, especially Kim, who I'm like, because I have points on Kim.
The you other don't two, like Kim?
Not right now. Not right now. Honest to God, like, there's something about something about her getting with Pete Davidson that just didn't sit right with me.
She broke that nigga heart.
I kind of
feel sorry for Pete Davis because he knocked Ariana. She didn't want him. Then you knocked Kim. He kind of like me in every car.
You know why? Because Pete needs therapy. Just like Pete has a form of a sensory problem, like a form of fucking autism, and he has like Crohn's disease. He's got all these issues. So, but he's been diagnosed. And he should probably go to therapy. So, yeah. And the only reason why she got with him was because he looked like a nigga. He has Jewish, very heavy nigga features.
She was trying to make Kanye. Yeah.
She got somebody young because Kanye got somebody young. Like, I know a petty-ass Libra when I see one. And they might fuck around and end up back together.
I said that from jump.
Because Kanye.
I said that from jump.
Because Kanye is one of the people, like, listen.
And I actually liked them together, to be honest.
I did, too.
To be honest.
I thought they made sense. Because they both have this vanity thing mm-hmm. that's really strong. But they're both very much themselves and don't give a fuck.
I think they really like each other.
That too.
And I don't mean like love. I mean like actually like.
Like they like to be around each other.
Your significant other.
And I think maybe COVID has something to do with it, and all them kids and a lot of stuff. But they might fuck around and get back together.
And then that's another thing. They had a lot of kids in repetition. Back to back. Yeah.
And then those last, what is it? The last two. Yeah, the last two or three were via surrogate. So it's not, you know, it was just babies being popped out and you're picking them up. Like, because Kanye went in a big family. But the type of person that Kanye has displayed himself to be in the media, I don't think he's just going to let his family go. They're probably going to be back together. But my problem was with the Kardashians, with this Ray J situation, with Kanye.
And Kim.
And not even Kim, just Kanye. Is that I don't like how, because the white boys that were involved with all these relationships, Tristan Thompson is a loser. Doesn't really matter. But Kanye is just as big as the Kardashians. None of the rest of them were. And I feel like they're doing an attack on Kanye on purpose. Mm. And I feel like they did the same thing on Ray J. So they're using the black male thing to like use their white privilege.
Well, what do you say? You can't swing down. if they were to attack the other dudes, the Kardashians are bigger than their exes besides Kanye and Reggie. Can't swing down.
They literally have nothing bigger. And that's the crazy part. Can't and swing then down. Then they fucking with the right one and the wrong one at the same time. Because Kanye
from LA and Chicago.
Kanye does not fucking care. He's on our sick and shut in list, so we haven't been speaking about him as much.
He acts like Chicago and poetic justice.
He literally acts like that. Everybody
and lucky at the
everybody
same time.
In their family got a nigga like Kanye. I got one.
If you don't know, it's probably you. It ain't me though. I'm not the Kanye in my family. I'm not.
Teeter totter. It all depends. So yeah, that's it.
I get quiet before I get nutty.
I do now. 10 to 15 years ago, no. I'm knocking every fucking thing over. Fuck y'all.
But I need therapy.
I'm in therapy. I know I'm crazy. I don't deny it.
Okay, fucking writer.
Look, and that's why I'm not in jail now. That's what I'm saying. Therapy helps.
Okay.
I mean,
bail money helped too, but go ahead.
I ain't never got bailed out.
Me neither. I said fuck it because I ain't paying you motherfuckers back. Let me sit down. I ain't do nothing too wrong.
No, not even that. Like, I just wasn't... What the hell?
What happened? What was that?
Nothing. Niggas is tripping. Sorry.
Oh, Brett Favre. Wolf, a trap king.
Oh, my nigga Brett. And I like Brett Favre.
I do. I've always had. But this nigga...
This nigga's still a welfare buddy.
And, but the thing that got me was a text. He gonna say, are you sure if you give me this money, it won't get back to me? Like... How you send that in text doing criminal shit? I would love to be on the receiving end of that text. Who is this? Wrong number. Oh, yeah. No, I'll pay you back for that bet we made on the Niners game. Like,
because niggas don't have straight smarts. They just be saying shit. Like, Brett, you thought you was untouchable. And then the cool part is the person that he was texting was the ex-Mississippi governor.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
What's really bad is Mississippi is a really poor state. So you're taking money. They water fucking up right now. Ain't that in Mississippi?
That's Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah. And you sitting there taking their money and their infrastructure ain't even right.
They don't have water. So, the water is worse than it is in Flint.
Yeah, so I do take major umbrage
clean
with
water,
that, man.
I'm
taking major
so,
umbrage.
So, I don't know what the fuck is with y'all, but the rich people who probably aren't listening to this, but and you want to pretend to be rich people, but y'all some dirty motherfuckers, because ain't no way. Because PPP loans is what everybody wanted to get into. Everybody, I want to get money, da-da-da-da-da. Which is fine, which is okay. The point of a loan is to pay it back eventually. It had a really good interest rate. Brett, just like a lot of these other people that used the funds, how can I say, in greed. That's what I'm talking about.
In
need is one thing, but in greed, I have a problem with. Because I know, I don't know anybody personally, but I know there's some people who was like, fuck it, I'm just going to get a $50,000 PPP loan, and I'm going to make it through this COVID pandemic. And I'm not even mad at you about
and
that.
And I figured I'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Exactly.
My friends will tell you that's my quote.
Listen.
Cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I still got to live life each day. So that's different. But if you're already a multimillionaire.
You're just being greedy.
You're not a multimillionaire like on paper. Because there's some people who are rich on paper, right? So they can be worth a whole lot, but they're cash poor. Any fucking NFL star, like in the same rank as Brett Favre, is not poor. You know, they're cash rich, they're paper rich, they have an amazing amount of money
at this point.
That's just football, not including any other outside ventures.
That's what I mean.
And then you're doing some sorry raggedy shit
What's funny is rich people do poor people shit.
Yeah.
That's how,
because this
say
is some hood shit.
Yeah, that's how the rich stay rich. They do hella janky shit that you would get admonished for. That's what they do.
You think Brett deserves some time?
I think he deserves.
Because he's guilty.
He deserves the fullest thing in the law. Maybe not time, but definitely whatever he got to pay back, pay that shit back. Because, man, come on. You don't go to... Well, shit, if he can't go to jail for it, but if you can, but I don't... I just think it'd be better just pay what you owe back, do your community service, do your probation, because, I think I think jail is for rehabilitation, and you can't rehabilitate. It ain't nothing.
And then there's no rehabilitation in our jails. That's not how the American
system works. That's why I really don't. We can get into the whole subject
there. That's a different
thing. Yeah. I do believe you need to set your ass down if you're acting up. But, yeah. So, no.
Side note, make sure to read Scenes of My Life. And you can listen to it on my Audible. I sent you the password, but I know you're going to need it again. It's Michael K. Williams' autobiography.
What's it called? Scenes of My Life?
That's what I just said it was called. Yeah, I'm just saying. What? Did you pick up the bottle because you was going to try to hit me?
Nah, I was thirsty.
Ain't nothing in there.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Going to be knocked out. Anyways, the whole point of
we need to not see each other on Thursday.
Okay, obviously, because this is not working out. I'm so tired. There's not going to be any type of rehabilitation. It's like the rehabilitation is your ass got caught
for
doing stupid stuff, and you're doing stupid like high school football player stuff.
You got the answer to the test.
Like that's what it reminded me of.
The text. I'm like, why would you send that text, Brad? Like, you already got trouble for sending dick pics.
It reminds me. There was a local police chief who was caught selling like small quantities of like Oxy. A few years back. That was about 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And they got him on text message. Yeah, did you get that 50, sir? What the fuck are you doing? Like, get... And people be like, oh, I can't believe they got caught. All you gotta do is watch Casino. And you can tell how people get caught. That's how you can tell how people get caught. If I was doing some real illegal shit, guarantee I'm not talking to no fucking body. But fake illegal, yeah. I'm always talking about robbing somebody.
So what's
like,
the
I'm
last
gonna
thing?
Take that shirt.
Man, whatever.
Look, we can fight about this if you want, but we'll do it off the way. I don't either.
Okay.
I work with the tools, okay? I don't fight. I stay with the tools. I don't even know where that came from. That's what I'm talking about. Like, where did that come from? So, I did want to mention.
Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me like that? Like I'm finna hit you?
Because you looked at me like you was finna hit
That's
me.
That's my old. I'm getting my old man demeanor.
Because I was ready to go. Anyways, I did want to make a very important point. Cheryl Lee Ralph and Quinta Brunson.
Quinta, yeah.
Won Emmys. Cheryl Lee won for Best Supporting Actress.
It's her first.
Her first.
And she's been in the game.
And she's the second black woman after Jacque Harris to get this.
She won one?
Yeah, for 227.
Oh, okay.
In the year of my birth, 87. That was the last time a black woman won an Emmy for a comedy. Okay. So, kids think about that, though, because that pisses me off, too. Because, yeah, like, we had Maxine Shaw, attorney at law. Yeah. Maxine Shaw alone could have won an Emmy for me. We had Jasmine Guy. We had Lisa Bonet, not so much. We had Felicia Rashad. So just to know that was kind of this is supporting actress.
I'm just thinking like
there's makes no sense. But Quinta, I've been following that girl
since he got money.
2013-14.
I'm glad in the article I read they said from he got money to the Emmy because that's. That wasn't the first time I seen her, but that was the first time I was like, oh, she's funny. I remember seeing her.
She's legitimately hilarious, but mm-hmm. she was all through BuzzFeed back in the day.
Yeah,
that's when BuzzFeed, if you guys don't remember, but before it became this huge corporation, BuzzFeed was like just looking for creators.
BuzzFeed was my form of entertainment for a minute.
And for a long time.
So
when I seen her, she was tasty.
She was dancing, she was milli whopping like in different places. So that's when I was like, Then when I seen, got money. That shit was funny.
What I loved about her win.
In this episode, he got money.
Brett Favre. Why didn't she win for Moesha? She was a great supporting actress in Moesha, too. Cheryl Lee Ralph. Now, I'm just thinking about that. Like, she really got fucked up. But now she was on a major network. That has a lot to do with it, too. Because remember, that was
underpaid Negroes.
That was the UPN day. So nobody was, Elise Neal. As D.L. Hughley's wife, I think shit, ooh, Monique and Kim, because they were funny. Them first few seasons of The Pirates, I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Yeah.
Half and half, both of them S's Watkins.
Rachel True.
Rachel from
The Craft. I'm actually supposed to watch that next month.
Ugh, such a good movie. I'm so excited. That, okay, so you know, I'm not a big horror but movie, but that. That's like one of my...
Craft is one of them generation movies that I didn't know. That was another movie I didn't know black people heavily fuck with, but of course we got...
Light as a feather.
Stiff as a board, man. Stiff as a board. Don't be saying that shit over here. Nigga, this vitamin's gonna start floating. Calm that shit down.
Anywho, what I really loved about her winning, Quinta, about her winning was that she won for best writer.
Uh-huh.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I want more black women to get more writing gigs.
Because I don't always say women ain't funny. I say that hyperbolic.
I will say this. Some of the funniest shit that has been written and performed in stand-up mm-hmm. and in comedy shows in the last, I'll say, 2 decades mm-hmm. have been written by women.
Oh, because you got Issa Rae, Tina Fey,
Millie Kaney. Further back, Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes doesn't get the respect that she deserves as a comedic writer.
I love Wanda Sykes.
Because I like her as an actress, too, on certain stuff, but I like her when she's, like, on the Upshaws, she's being Wanda. Fuck the character. Yeah. She's just being Wanda. It's the funniest shit in the world to me. But Wanda Sykes is undoubtedly, like, a terrific comedic writer. And she had her own show for, like, a third of a season on Fox back in the day. But she's funny. But you have Wanda. You have Issa. You have Tina. You have Amy Poehler. You have...
Mindy? Mindy Kaling?
Mindy Kaling.
What's her girl? Her last name is Cummings. I forget her first name.
Fuck.
But she's funny. She's a comedian.
She's hella funny. I know.
I was going to say Rachel, but I don't think it's Rachel.
No, it's...
Look at this. Hey, Google. No, but...
I know. Like, just actually...
What is this motherfucking name? Because she is funny.
Whitney
Cummings.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah
Silverman on her show that she had.
Oh, the Sarah Silverman program project, whatever it was called.
It was nuts.
I did like that.
That was an acid trip. But she's actually really funny. She's really smart.
I think she's funny, but not on her stand up.
No.
She's one of like a Mike Epps to me. She's funny when she's just talking.
I just need her on TV. Like, I just need her on like a podcast.
I'm a big Sarah Silverman fan, but when I listen to her stand up, I kind of think, I just think, and maybe it's just not for me. Maybe that's one of them things, it's just not for me, because I'm like, she's...
I feel like she's a... I don't know how to say that without being racist, so I'm not going to say it. But...
Goddamn. Okay.
But I love it because we've had...
No. How am I going to forget? Because I had the biggest crush on her for at least 2 years.
Strong white woman?
No. Her name is Amber Ruffin. She's on Seth Meyer.
Yes.
She got her own shit now, mm-hmm. but she's a writer for it. Amber Ruffin, that's another funny sister.
Yes.
So, yeah,
and that's what I'm saying, that these female comedic writers are huge, but to see a little, in my head, still seeing this little black girl go up there and win this Emmy was mm-hmm. a big fucking deal. I feel the same way about Zendaya. Mm-hmm. I've been
Because I do not like Euphoria, but she...
Euphoria.
She makes it...
She makes it a good show.
Yeah.
She's a good actress, and she's from the town, and...
The fuck? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
All right.
You know.
I
technically am from the Bay Area. Okay. Anyways, Zendaya actually grew up in the same area that I lived at. Okay. So that was pretty cool. But since she was a little girl, I just always thought she was like this cool little girl. She gave me Raven Simone vibes.
I never seen her on Disney. I didn't see her as a Spider-Man, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I did because before she had all them kids. My little cousin, she
I didn't know who she was. I was like, oh, Zendaya's going to be MJ. Who the fuck is watching without one name?
And I love how she only went by one name. Yeah. And she was a whole little vibe. And I love to see how she's grown up and that she's taking her time. I feel the same way about, and I see this happening very soon in the future, Marseille Martin from Blackish. That is my girl. That little nigga as Diane was the funniest shit I have ever watched. Junior is going to have his own, he's taking over Grownish on,
before we wrap it up, did you hear?
I need her to have a show.
Because I do want your take on this before we wrap it up, because it's somewhat trending. For Rogue, They want Keke Palmer. Now, I thought about it, and I could see it.
That's the thing. I could, too. Keke's a talented motherfucker.
I think she could pull off Rogue. Now, I don't know if they want to make her main universe Rogue. Maybe she could be another one.
She could be an alternate universe. Yeah, because
but even if not, though, I'll fucks with it.
Yeah, I don't want Keke to be in there as a pander. I would like...
Exactly.
I would like...
I think I could see it though.
Rogue is my second favorite character in X-Men, and we know how I feel about Storm. Like Rogue
was a lot of people.
Like
why they draw that ass like that?
The Rogue bodysuit, you got to have a particular type of body to pull that off. But that's one that I don't want to see necessarily. They need to, you know, make it into a black character. That's that Disney shit.
If they did, I wouldn't be mad, but...
But the character...
If you want to keep Rogue white in country, I'm okay with
that. Okay, so, like, the Little Mermaid's a fucking fish, right? Nobody fucking cares. It was there's this girl that lives under the sea. All of her sisters have these ghetto-ass names anyway. Have you ever met a white Ariel? I haven't. I only know Mexican and black Ariels, and it's spelled the exact same way. So, that's one thing. That's a
complete... And ain't Ursula her aunt?
Some shit like that. They're all fish. I'm assuming that they're related. Like, I don't fucking know.
Who is this nigga? He guilty. But whoever that was, he was guilty.
You're so done. But anyways, but for Rogue, there's no true, like, ethnicity backstory for Ariel. This is the thing. Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Rogue has a story. Rogue is...
Country girl.
A hillbilly. Like, I need
to hear Keke say sugar, and then we'll go from there.
And, but see, if Keke says sugar, she's going to be saying it as an actress. Because Keke is a female Jamie Foxx. That's what she's going to... That's where she's going
to
be.
You need to watch Note. You need to watch Note for the sole purpose of watching Keke.
Is it going
to
be on HBO Max?
It's going to be something soon, because I won't be surprised if she gets some kind of award. I don't want to say Oscar, but... Keke deserves the more reviews I hear that everybody says Keke Palmer.
I
walked out that movie like, damn, she made that movie. That's how it warmed my heart to see all them niggas say Keke Palmer was a real nigga in that movie, because we didn't know how else to say it. Hey, she was a real nigga in the movie.
But
if you're a real nigga, you get it. Because she was a real nigga. She wasn't a movie nigga.
She's gone. That's why she did so good. What was that movie? Pimp.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Keke's voice is... She's a little bit more articulate. Lot more articulate. But she sounds like me. Like, her voice isn't, like, deep. It doesn't have that gruff. Yeah. It's, like, a little bit raspy. But it's mostly soft.
What'd she say with her... What's her dream date? With a real nigga? That's a dream.
Same, sis.
Oh, fuck with it. But anyway. Same,
but no. I'm hoping to see much more. I'm liking this... this wave of black women as creators.
It's black characters we can give Keke, though. So,
yeah.
I wouldn't be mad, but we got black
characters. And we have a lot of black... We have black X-Men characters. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
got black characters we can give
her. Don't... She doesn't
need to... And not give her, like, handout. I mean, she could play some...
Yeah, but I don't actually want to see her as Rogue. I want... Yeah. You know who I wouldn't mind seeing as Rogue?
Who?
Dallas Howard.
Oh, hell no.
I think she would be good.
She couldn't gain enough weight for that. You know who could be Rogue? Hillary Duff.
You don't think Dallas Howard can do you not remember Dallas Howard?
Man, she got a little rumper after them kids, but she ain't no Rogue, though. She ain't no Rogue. I fuss with Dallas Bryce Howard.
I'm just saying, you know, she...
I love Willow. Her daddy directed Willow. That's why.
You make me sick. I really want you to know, I have never liked you. and it's just never going to end. The whole reason why I said that is because of her performance in The Help. She can pull. Yeah, it's a terrible movie. But she can... It's a better book. I hate the way they adapted the movie. And
I think Hillary Duff could be Rogue.
No, she couldn't.
Because she's still... Like, she look young, too. No.
All right. I don't think so. I don't think Hillary could...
You know who would be...
I wouldn't want to see...
You know what would be a good Rogue?
I want to see fucking Lizzie McGuire as Rogue.
It would be a good Rogue, but... I don't know her name, but she was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The ethnicity wouldn't match, but she was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She was like the...
You watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, come on now.
You don't watch TV shows that are
recent. Brooklyn Nine-Nine was the shit. Yeah, I love Adam Steinberg. What's his name? I love this character. But the girl, not the one he was in love with, but the little hard-ass mm-hmm. one, she would be a good role, but I'm...
For the build, yeah.
Yeah, people would be mad. I thought she would be a good She-Hulk, but...
I'm putting money on Dallas Howard.
Alright, I wouldn't hate it, but it wouldn't be my first choice. Hillary probably wouldn't be my first choice.
I'm going to be honest with you. Because she's thick. Hillary doesn't do it for me just because Hillary is not an action movie star. Hillary is a drama. She could. You know, Lizzie, me and her are the same age, but I couldn't...
You know, if she wasn't playing Yelena, would be a good role. The one who plays Yelena, Black Widow's sister. Mm-hmm. She would be the perfect role. Mm-hmm.
But well, she's can't do that.
She, but yeah. But anyway,
In summation, that's pretty much our episode this week. I know that we're forgetting something that was like, that we
wrote. Did you write it down?
No, but it doesn't matter. I was just going to wrap it up. So okay. I don't know why you're in my business. But shout out to, just wanted to wrap it up. Shout out to Fred Natalie from Fred's Brew. We appreciate you. Go and check them out. They sit right there on Olive. It's a beer bar mm-hmm. for those of you who enjoy beer. So they have a bunch of different shit on tap. All your, like, you know, Fresh fancy brew. Beer. Fred's Brew. Bah. So that's going to be cool. We'll be having our Halloween party there on October 29th. Also, just wanted to do this episode real quick because he's such a big supporter of the show. Happy birthday to Baker, the rapper, a.k.a. Jacob, because he always supports our show.
So. Happy birthday
to He didn't need that.
That's my nigga.
I know, but he didn't need that because that was just so extra in my ear.
Happy birthday. All right.
Okay, Fred. So make sure to check us out on our social media, Black Audacity Podcast on Instagram. Be sure to follow us individually at jhollow559 and the Sin Banks with two S's at the end. And make sure to check out Holiday the 13th, which is Holiday's dedication to horror films.
We call it H1 Trey. But, In summation,
it's going to be a good week. We're going to make it.
All right.
See y'all later. Get the hell out of my house, Holiday.